We filed a lawsuit on behalf of Earl Staley, an Anacostia resident, who observed what he thought was some police misconduct in his neighborhood last month. He took out his smartphone from his pocket and took a picture of a police officer pushing a bystander at an accident scene. And the next thing he knew, a hand reached over from behind his shoulder and grabbed his phone. He thought it was being stolen. He turned around, and what he found was a police officer standing behind him with his phone. He asked for his phone back, and the officer refused to give it to him. And another officer, Mr. Staley, was starting to argue with. He wanted his phone back. Another officer told him to calm down and go away. He could get it back later at the station house. So he went to the station house an hour later, and after waiting about an hour, a lieutenant came out, gave him back his phone, told him it was a mistake that the officer had grabbed it from him, and apologized and gave him back his phone. And when he got home and he took out his phone to take a picture of his little girl, the phone said, "Insert memory card." The memory card that had been there was no longer there. He called back to the station house. They said they didn't know nothing about no memory card. He contacted Internal Affairs, and they said they would do an investigation. But it's now 6 weeks later, and they have nothing to tell him.
Did your client see the card being taken out?
No, no. When the officer grabbed his phone, the card was in it. When he got it back at the station house a couple hours later, the card was not in it.
What are you asking for in the lawsuit?
Of course, we'd like to get, Mr. Staley would most like to get, his memory card back. It's physically replaceable, but the contents are not. He got this memory card in 2008, shortly before his daughter was born. She's about to turn four. It had all of his photographs of his daughter from her birth until almost now. Her birthday parties, other social events, family events. Hundreds of photographs that can't be replaced. It had also a lot of his personal information, his contact information, credit card and bank account information, passwords, and also lots of music and ringtones and games that he had paid for and downloaded. This was really his computer.
And what's the basis of the lawsuit? What rights were violated?
Well, we think what the officer did violated two parts of the Constitution. It violated the First Amendment, which protects freedom of speech, but also protects the right to gather information. And Mr. Staley, by taking this photo, was documenting what he thought was police misconduct, just as a news reporter might do. And it also violated the Fourth Amendment, which prohibits the police from seizing your property without a lawful reason. And there was no reason here. Ironically, the police chief, Kathy Lanier, had just issued an order the day before this happened, reminding police officers in D.C. that citizens have a right to photograph them when they're out doing their jobs in public, and instructing them in no uncertain terms that they are not to interfere with that right, and they're definitely not to grab people's telephones. Mr. Staley would most like to get his chip back, but we're afraid that the chip has probably disappeared forever down some sewer or into some shredder. That would be a shame, but if that's the case, then Mr. Staley's asking for monetary compensation for the value of the contents of this chip, which I think was really quite valuable. Just imagine how you might feel if somebody grabbed your cell phone and you lost all the contents forever.
Okay, and have you put a dollar figure yet on what those damages might be?
Yeah, we have not put a dollar figure on it. That'll be for a jury to decide.